Over the past month, State Impact has reported on the history and future of eastern Oklahoma's half-dozen scenic rivers, which receive extra environmental protections. Today, the series concludes with this report for KGOU from Joe Wirtz on the Mountain Fork River in southeastern Oklahoma, the cleanest of all six.
There's a rainbow right over there. It's in that crease.
Eddie Brister knows every pebble in this river, how the stream warms and cools, and where the current rushes and pools. And he can spot a trout without even dipping his waders in the water.
See him right there? See where that white rock is?
Yeah.
You can see his nose right there in it?
Uh-huh.
You see he's going back and forth? He's eating things that are coming downstream for him right there.
Flowing from the Wichita Mountains, the Mountain Fork meanders into Arkansas and back over the border into Oklahoma. Upstream, near Smithville, the water is calm and warm and still. It has escaped much of the pollution and the cross-state politics stemming from Oklahoma's 2005 lawsuit against chicken farms over runoff in the region. In 2013, both states agreed to a third-party study of this watershed. Ed Fite with the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission says the Mountain Fork is so clean, it's barely being looked at.
Because it's in that kind of shape. It's relatively undeveloped, pristine, left in its natural state. For right now, everything's good on Mountain Fork.
By the time the upper Mountain Fork makes it downstream to Beavers Bend State Park and Eddie Brister's fly fishing shop, the river has quickened and cooled. Most importantly, it's still clean.
If we didn't have the health of that stream, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. You know, our people wouldn't be here fishing because there wouldn't be no fish, you know, as we know it right now.
Brister is a former teacher and football coach who led high school and college teams in Texas, including a post as head coach at Texas A&M Commerce. Everyone still calls him coach. Brister and his wife Roberta had a cabin out here, which became their primary residence after the couple retired. 2 years ago, they bought the fly shop. Brister says business is booming. He started with one guide and 20 fishing trips a year. Brister now has five guides, and he expects 100 trips by the time 2014 ends.
Some people don't understand, you know, the value of this. There are some people in the local city here that don't understand the value of all of the money that comes in here because of tourism. And the benefits that we get in Broken Bow, Atabel, Hochitown, all of those areas, because of what, you know, goes on up here at the state park.
There's an open secret in Broken Bow and many water-rich tourism magnets in eastern and southeastern Oklahoma. A lot of the environmental features are man-made, including the lower section of the Mountain Fork River.
But you wouldn't know it when you walked on it. You would think it was there forever, the way that they have made that integrate into what the scenery is and how it all, you know, flows together.
The regulations and oversight are so strict, Brister says he's not allowed to remove a tree limb that falls into the stream. But he's okay with the extra rules. For Brister and many of the tourists and business owners along the Mountain Fork and Oklahoma's six scenic rivers, environmental protection is economic development. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. For more on Oklahoma's scenic rivers, including the previous three stories and other environmental issues around the state, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.